Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very, very, very excited about having one of the great members of our Brain Trust on the show. She's been with us since the original. She's an original founding member of the Brain Trust. She is the tax mama. She's the author of all the books that you should care about on small business taxes. Deduct Everything, the Trump Tax Cut, that's a new one, but actually not the new one. Small Business Taxes Made Easy, now out in its 159th edition. That's how good it is. No, I'm sorry, the fourth edition, that's what it is. And she's forgotten more about small business taxes than most people will ever know. She's our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It is great to be with you and your audience.
It's good to have you here.
The world is so bizarre this year, isn't it?
It is, and we got a big. Let's get right into taxes. We got a big day coming up next week, right?
We do, and fortunately, because the 15th of March falls on a weekend, we get an extra day, and this is a major deadline for pass-through entities. For partnerships and S corporations and K-1s, all of those are due, and I'm strongly urging people to put those returns on extension. There's so many reasons you still need more time, even if you think you're done.
Just do it, folks. Get over it. Just do it.
No, put it on extension.
That's what I'm saying. Put it on extension. I'm saying take your advice, and I have it on a little bit of authority, and I think maybe you might even have told us once, folks, about this, Eva. But, folks, there's some statistical evidence to prove that people who extend their returns are less likely to be audited than people who file on time. Is there any truth? I'm talking quietly.
It's not really true.
I don't want the IRS to hear that.
It's not true.
It's not true.
No. It's not true, because if the IRS is going to audit, they will select ID numbers during their regular audit cycle, and they'll just hold off sending you the notice till after you file.
Well, okay, so then you can put it off. I mean, you could get hit by a truck before you go through an audit, so that'd be good, right?
Oh, yeah, I want to get hit by a truck. Use Form 7004 to put it on extension. In case you don't know, you don't have to send money with it because
they don't pay taxes. But that's coming up. So this is sub-asses, legally structured partnerships.
Partnerships or LLCs that are filing as partnerships.
Right.
So those
what about C Corp? What about C Corps? C Corps too?
C Corp are due on April 15th.
That's right, they moved
that. It's okay to put it on extension early,
Yeah, but that's right, they moved that. I still don't understand that. But anyway, they moved C-Corps. If you're a regular corp, you're not a special corp, which is what S stands for. That's my story I'm sticking to. And so if you're a C-Corp or an individual, you file April 15th, but everybody else files on March 15th.
On March 15th.
16th.
Yeah, the reason for that is because they're passed through entities and they issue K-1s, if they filed on April and had 6 months, then they wouldn't have to issue the K-1s till October 15th, which is what was happening.
Right.
And then people couldn't get the K-1s in time to file their tax returns.
Their own turn, yeah.
So now they're required to issue those K-1s to us in time so that we have a month in which to complete our returns. But let me add one more thing about this. Technically, K-1s should be sent out now. You know how the banks send out those 1099s and the brokerage for dividends and interest in January, at the end of January, and they're wrong, and then they resend them again later, about a month later when they're right? Theoretically, we're supposed to do that with K-1s.
Yeah.
I haven't seen IRS penalizing anyone for that, but that extension is super important. Not filing an extension means something like a $265 per partner per month if they don't file the return or the extension, and that's expensive.
And I want to say that make sure I'm correct on this. Filing an extension next week for your corporation, for your S-Corp or LLC or partnership, doesn't mean that you have to file an extension for your personal. You can still file it on time. You just got to get all the work done.
Well, no, because these are pass-through entities that are going into your personal.
I know, but you can go ahead and file your personal return with that information on the 15th of April or not. You can extend it.
I don't recommend it. The reason I'm
you recommend
you
extending both of them
is yes, because there are things you need to fix in that partnership return that will go through to your personal.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about this some more with Eva Rosenberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.